Yeah, what you do is you knit one first and then you purl two. And after that, you just sit down and wait for developments. It's like opening up a box of one of these instant pudding mixes and so on. You always have the hope. It's a very fugitive, sneaking hope. It's a hope that you beat down with mental sticks and stones. A fugitive, sneaking hope that when you mix the water with it and mix the milk with it, that instead of pudding, something else will suddenly leap out of the bowl. A great hissing and bubbling. And, you know, that immense feeling of power. That's what we want, power, all of us. Let's admit it, we want power. I admitted it last week. Somebody called up and said, "What do you want, Shepherd?" And I suddenly sat here for a moment and thought about it. What do I want? Once in a while, one has to face oneself clearly and distinctly. What do I want? And then I came to the answer that struck me like a thunderclap, a great cloud out of the west that rolled and hissed and steamed. I want everything. Everything. That's what I want. All the money, everything. I want everything. Everything. I want everything. All the women, everything. I want every radio show. I don't want anybody else to have any shows. I want every television show. Me, starring me. I want to do every show on Broadway. Well, and then I admitted it. And this guy called up again and says, "Oh, quit clowning around, Shepherd. What do you really want?" And he couldn't face the fact that I had told him what I really wanted. You see, we keep ducking and bobbing behind this silly, shilly-shally facade of wishful dreams. Okay, you got it there. It's right out in front of you now. And all its hairy virility, right out there. And you can't hide from it, ever, really. Did I ever tell you about this guy I knew who had a Model A? A Model A Ford. And he had it perfectly restored. It was a beautiful Model A Ford. Well, it had a bad muffler. But it was a Model A Ford. And he had imitation snakeskin upholstery put in it. It was terrible. And he thought it was good. And I remember he drove this pretty little Model A Ford around. And he said to me, "Isn't this great? Look at this imitation snakeskin upholstery." And all I could think of to say was, "Your muffler's bad." See, I couldn't face it either. Not the grim, shrill reality of life. Grim. Well, it's not so grim. Ever tell you about the time Charlie Grimm got mad and threw his banjo out of the third base dugout in Wrigley Field? And then went all the way out in the right center field. This banjo. It was a tenor banjo, I remember. And then Grimm saw this tenor banjo out in right center field, and he suddenly got panicky and realized that it was the only tenor banjo on the north side of Chicago. And it was his chief earns of means of livelihood. And so he called time. And the umpire was about ready to throw him out of the park, you see, for what he had done. And Charlie went up to him and said, "It slipped. I was just practicing a few swings in the dugout. It slipped." Well, actually, he was having a tantrum, but he wouldn't face up to it. He was having what we call in the business a banjo tantrum.